Sales means money, but ironically, many salespeople, both professional and accidental, dislike talking about money. So how do you approach the subject during a sales meeting? Josh Gilbertson is director of London City Sandler.
I think in UK, people are pretty much conditioned to believe it's bad to talk about money. I think very rarely are people do people grow up being told it's good to talk about money, go and ask people how much they earn. It's a very rare thing. So I guess when people ask me how to talk about money, something I also take into account is when to talk about money in the sales process. So how and when. So I think when it comes to most people talk about money either too early in the process or more often than not, too late in the process. So people who talk about it too early, they typically become trapped in a game of being compared on price. So if a prospect asks them the first couple of minutes, how much does it cost? How much is it? And you start talking about price at that point, it's very difficult to get in a qualified conversation afterwards about the product or service itself. I think most people fall into the too late category. The too late is when you can identify many salespeople that fall into this, or business owners, is where they do loads of work up front. They're doing lots of presentations, they're doing lots of time and effort into developing proposals or giving what we call unpaid consultancy. And then at the end of this process, they suddenly ask what's it going to cost, or they suddenly present their price to the prospect and they find out that this prospect has never had the budget to begin with. So, I mean, how much time and effort and energy and dignity, I think, could be solved by actually dealing with money at the appropriate point up front before you even do this presentation or even do any type of work in that form.
Now, why do you think it is that sometimes a prospect does go through that entire process and yet they don't have any money? Because I can't help but think, you know, well, they're only talking to me. They must have some kind of a budget. Otherwise, they would have told me to go away by now.
The bridge of hope. It is the bridge of hope that many salespeople stand on. It's that little child inside of us that hopes that maybe if I show them enough, if I convince them or I get enthusiastic enough about the product, that they'll see the value. And by the end of it, when I present the money, then they'll just be so emotionally engaged in it. Well, it just doesn't happen. I think a better way is really what a professional salesperson would do is uncover all the challenges that the prospect faces, all the issues that they're facing, how much those issues are costing them, because often the prospect doesn't even know the answer to these until you as a trusted salesperson takes them through a process, uncover all these things, and then it's appropriate to start talking about money. And when I say money, I really prefer to use the word investment as opposed to budget. Budget doesn't exist, it's investment. So what are they prepared to invest in order to overcome the challenges or move towards the point they're prepared to? And then once you understand that as a salesperson, then you know what you've got to work with.
Do you just outright ask them, okay, so what have you got to invest in this? Or is there a more subtle way?
Yes, I think it's a more subtle way. It's an art and a craft and a science on how to talk about money. Firstly, you want to sort of peel back the layers of have they given any thought to the type of level investment they'll be prepared to invest to solve these issues? And often you find people probably haven't. So then it's asking them what would they be prepared to, if at all, invest to solve these issues? And then where's that money coming from? And then are they prepared to invest now?
And is that not a point where you turn around and say, well, this is how much it generally costs? In other words, you know, if you're going to engage in our products, we're talking about 5,000, not 500. Or can't you still sort of, I don't know, almost give them a smorgasbord of different options or something? To actually pin them down seems quite tricky.
No, yeah, you're absolutely right. It is quite difficult to pin people down because, again, what's going on for the prospect is that they may have, by this point, a bonding rapport has dropped a little bit. They may just be concerned that they're going to be taken advantage of. So you may have to use techniques like third-party stories or bracketing. A third-party story would be, say, well, typically clients like yourself would spend about £500 to £1,000. Or you could give them a series of brackets, because there may be multiple ways in which you could solve these issues for your client, or start to. So entry level to solving these issues could be £500 to £1,000, £1,000 to £1,500, or £1,500 to £2,000. But I'm not sure if any of these brackets make you want to get up and run away. And which bracket would you feel comfortable with if you were to pick any of these?
Now, you're saying that this comes kind of before the point at which you do any presentation. So at this point, it sounds to me like the prospect doesn't actually know exactly what you're offering them. Is that a problem?
Not really, because if you've got a level playing field here, all you're really doing is getting the prospect to help you identifying how much you've got to work with to start solving their issues. So of course it will vary from world to world depending on what you sell and who your client base is. But in most worlds you can sort of give them a range of brackets in order for that prospect to help you identify how you should be working with the prospect.
That's Josh Gilbertson from London City Sandler. For more information, see londoncity.sandler.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.